Today is Yom Yerushalayim, and therefore I want to make reference to some of the halachot to do with the Kotel HaMaravi. And I want particularly to make reference to or discuss the custom that many people have. You go to the Kotel and you write a petek, you write a note to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you stuff it into the walls between the stones, and that's a form of Tefillat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is there to discuss about this? There's a Sefer Sobud Sion, which is Shelos and Shuot of Rav Avigdor Nevinsol. Rav Nevinsol was the chief rabbi of the Ir HaAtika, and he discusses a number of points to do with the minhag of putting Petek into the Kotel. The first observation that he makes is that where does it come from? He thinks it's a very strange minhag. He obviously knows that many people do it, but he says it's peculiar. He says, why is it that people would write a letter? Why do you write a note to a person? Why do you send them a text instead of speaking to them? You do that, you put something in writing, either because you don't want to speak to the other person, you just don't want to have the conversation, so you just send them a note. You don't like them, or they talk for too long, or whatever it is, so you just want to put it as a note. Or that you can't speak to them. They live a long way away, so you can't speak to them, so you'll send them a letter or a note. Or it's because you don't want the recipient to forget what you've said to them, so it's in writing for them. So he says none of these things are relevant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Shomea Tefillah, the God who listens to Tefillah. He's not described as Korei Tefillah, the God who reads Tefillah. And the notion that we don't want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously absurd. The notion that we can't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's not accessible is absurd. And the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would forget what we're saying to him is also absurd. So it's not really appropriate to be writing such a note. Nevertheless, many people do. He then raises a question, which is also raised by other poskim as well, about possibly there's a problem of putting the note into the wall, into the gaps between the stones. Maybe there's a problem of me'ila. Me'ila means getting illegitimate or illicit benefit from the property of Hektesh. And the question is about this wall of the Beit HaMikdash, whether the outside does have Kedusha, doesn't have Kedusha, and whether this is regarded as Me'ila, but certainly it's a Shaila. Then the third question, or the third point he discusses, is whether or not these Petakin, these notes, need Geniza in terms of eventually the wall gets filled up, there's no more spaces, and twice a year I think they clear them all out and get rid of them. So what are they supposed to do with them? Can they just be thrown into the bin? Can they be burned? Do they need to be buried? What's the din there? So he says yes, they do need Geniza, because they're addressed to Hashem as a tefillah, and tefillot need Geniza. He also raises the question about Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. When you go to the Kotel and you see a note there, are you allowed to open it up and read it? Generally speaking, there's a Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom that you're not allowed to read another person's letter. But this is a letter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe you are allowed to read it. So he says you're not sure about whether Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom applies. Aval lo hagun la'asokim, but it's definitely not appropriate to read it. There is a sefer called Sharei Tzion, which is, it's four volumes actually, Shelos and Tshuvot of Rav Shmuel Rabinovich. He is the Rav of the Mekomot HaKadoshim, the Rav of the Kotel HaMaravi and other holy sites in Israel. I suppose he has the distinction of probably being the rabbi who has the most people who daven in his shuls and the fewest members. But in any event, he also discusses the question of whether or not these notes need Geniza. And he comes to a different conclusion. He brings a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbach, who says that you can just put them in sacks and throw them out. Rav Moshe Sternbach says that we know this is the case because that's what we do with Trumot and Masrot. When you separate Trumot and Masrot, you're not allowed just to throw the food into the bin, but if you wrap it up and treat it with respect, so then you can dispose of it. And Trumot and Maserot have Kedusha. These notes to Hashem don't have Kedusha, certainly don't have proper Kedusha, and therefore they shouldn't have. You shouldn't have to treat them more strictly than we treat Trumot and Maserot. He also has a tshuva there from Rav Osher Weiss. This is all in Chelek Aleph of Shaar Tzion. And he said, Rav Osher Weiss says that it's permitted also just to wrap them up and put them in the bin on two grounds. Number one, he says that where we say that tefillot have kedusha, that's talking about tefillot which Chazal established, or the Gedolei Hadorot, which appear in Sidurim and have been accepted by the generations over the years. But the notion of, just somebody wrote something as a tefillah, that doesn't have kedusha. And number two, he says that they were written it was in mind, a person knows that these petakim are not going to stay in the wall forever, and they're going to be disposed of, they're not going to be used again, and therefore they also don't have kedusha for that reason, and therefore one can get rid of them in a respectful manner. And of interest, both Rav Osher Weiss and Rav Moshe Sternbach in their tshuvot in this sefer, they also say, I don't really know where it came from, this minhag of putting notes into the Kotel HaMaravi. Ad kan.